Feed Our Rural Kids, or FORK, spokesperson Perry Pogrant says after the recent launch of the effort, members of the public have asked what FORK Cares will be doing.
The food insecurity issues around the summertime period when kids are on school vacation, when kids no longer have access to their 10 meals at school a week, when kids no longer have access or simple access to the backpack program, when kids no longer have access to the locker, those are middle and high school kids. And so FORK Cares is actually going to deliver supplemental nutrition to children in their homes.
Pogrant says they're making plans for delivery.
So that's where we're going to start delivering meals every month, the beginning of every month, 12 supplemental meals in each package that's delivered. That's 5,400 total meals for the program in its first year.
He says they've had a positive response to their request to fund the program.
I think we're at 2,800, just a little over 2,800 meals of the 5,400 that we need. That may seem like a good start, but we always know that the enthusiastic folks generally step forward first. And we've had some great support from organizations, businesses, and individuals as well. But there's still a long way to go. The total cost of this program is somewhere around $20,000 in year one. So we're a little more than halfway there.
School districts in the region have reported that at least half of their lunch programs have children on free or reduced price meals. Pogrant says more information on the effort is at feedourruralkids.org. Ken Kral, WXPR News.